Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Two local members of Congress have now joined the growing list of Democrats who plan to stay away from Friday's presidential inauguration. Anthony Brown of Maryland and Don Beyer of Virginia say they will be skipping the Trump swearing in. Now, you can't accuse inauguration planners of procrastinating. The National Mall looks ready for Friday.
You got your bleachers, fences, barriers, hundreds upon hundreds of porta-potties, and a few days in advance, a somewhat apprehensive crowd as they look ahead to Trump's big inauguration speech.
I hope he will say something sane this time.
Don't target any specific groups.
Others see it as
icing on the cake to get to be part of the festivities.
After she says she spent a lot of time helping the campaign in the Midwest.
I expect him to say a lot about our prosperity, about success of our country.
I'm hoping to hear Make America Great Again, to bring industry back to our country.
On the National Mall, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A year after a rare compromise on gun legislation in Richmond, a more familiar standoff seems likely now in the Virginia General Assembly.
Gun rights advocates are pushing for fewer restrictions on where guns can be carried, including in schools. Gun control advocates want universal background checks on gun purchases. Both sides have uphill battles, as there have been no indication of any type of compromise between lawmakers. Last year, Governor Terry McAuliffe and Republicans agreed to allow more out-of-state concealed handgun permit holders to legally carry guns in Virginia while prohibiting people subject to permanent protective orders from carrying firearms. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One of the GOP candidates for governor of Virginia is attacking a fellow Republican for skipping a gun rights rally in Richmond yesterday. Corey Stewart attacked Ed Gillespie for not coming to the rally to address the crowd. Stewart accused Gillespie of being, quote, afraid of his own shadow. Gillespie supporter Delegate Scott Lingenfelder spoke on Gillespie's behalf, saying he is a supporter of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, which organized the rally. The wife of Omar Mateen, the Orlando nightclub shooter, has been arrested in California.
The FBI says Nora Solomon was arrested at her mother's home near San Francisco. It was June 12th. Her husband walked into the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, and opened fire, killing 49 and wounding more than 50 others before he was killed by SWAT officers. She faces federal charges, including obstruction of justice and aiding and abetting. Authorities have said Solomon gave conflicting accounts of what she knew about her husband's intentions the night of the massacre.
Correspondent Jim Roop. The underwater search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has been called off, and that has led to some protests.
It remains one of the greatest aviation mysteries in modern history.
Malaysian 370, contact Ho Chi Minh 120.99.
Millions of dollars have been spent to search around 42,000 square miles of ocean, yet none of the 239 passengers on board MH Flight 370 have been found. According to a joint statement from Chinese, Australian, and Malaysian officials, the underwater search is being called off nearly 3 years after the passenger jet disappeared over the Indian Ocean, flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. A support group for the families of the victims is calling on the three nations to reverse their decision. A statement from the group says commercial planes cannot just be allowed to disappear without a trace. I'm Scott Carr.
Many people want Donald Trump to stop using Twitter. But then again, why should he when his popularity in the social media platform continues to soar?
President-elect Trump hit the 20 million mark sometime Monday, making him the 68th most followed user on the site, just behind Canadian singer Avril Lavigne. President Barack Obama has 80 million followers on his personal account and another 13.5 million users on the White House's @POTUS account. President-elect Trump says he plans to keep using his Twitter account after taking office. Bill Michaels, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 19,886, the Nasdaq at 55.74. Sports, the Wizards rack up their 12th straight home victory, beating Portland. The Caps' winning streak is over as they lose to the Penguins in overtime. College basketball, losses for Georgetown and Howard. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you that. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crossing the American Legion Bridge, finally, is getting a little bit better. We had two incidents last hour, so we're starting off the 6 o'clock hour with all lanes open. See the remnants of the crash on the right shoulder. And so the volume that we did have heading north on the stretch of the Beltway coming out of Tysons, Virginia into Maryland have cleared. Just be cautious on the bridge span with the crash on the shoulder. On the George Washington Parkway, as you come off of the Beltway in that McLean area, if you're going southbound GW Parkway, right as you come up to Turkey Run, that's where crews are dealing with a broken down car in that stretch. For 66 volume, here we come slowly into Centerville, Fair Oaks, and inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Same drill on DC 295 at this hour, with the volume on the increase coming southbound as you come off of past Eastern Avenue toward Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Just been the delays, though, nothing reported. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp than dry, clouds in today, occasional rain and showers around, up to about 55 degrees, 12 degrees above average. Drier weather settles in for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Stafford, 40 in Beltsville, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. A female zebra shark in an Australian aquarium has astounded scientists with her so-called virgin birth. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we will hear more about what these protesters have planned for us with undercover filmmaker James O'Keefe. At 7:15, Dr. Tom Jones will talk about the life and times of late Apollo astronaut, the last man to walk on the moon, Gene Cernan. At 8:05, Ed Gillespie, he wants to be the governor of Virginia. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here today is our guest host, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, a senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you for having me, Brian.
Good morning.
Always great to be here.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I, Ronald Reagan.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
Well, it is time. We're getting very, very close now. T-minus 3 days and counting until we see the inauguration of Donald J. Trump to be the 45th president of the United States. And it's going to be quite the affair. It is always full of pomp and ceremony, and it is a thing that is going to be visited by perhaps a million people. And here's my question. Are you going? If you're within the sound of my voice right now, are you going to go down to the mall? Are you going to participate? Are you going to watch the swearing-in ceremony, even from a distance? Are you going to go to the parade? Are you planning to attend some of the balls or activities around town? Will you be a participant in this? And tell me why. why it's important for you to do that. Or if you were among those that say, I wouldn't be caught dead in that mess, tell me why you're not going to be involved in it. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Are you going? If so, why? If not, why not? I want to know. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, I've had, I must say, Tony, over the course of my career in Washington, I have had literally a front row seat at these inaugural things, and it's been amazing. The most amazing experience that I can recall was being on the platform about 50 feet from Barack Obama when he took the oath of office the first time. And in the distances, I'm looking down the course of the mall from that location. A million people.
Right.
More than a million people.
Amazing. Amazing.
It was an astonishing view. And, you know, and though I don't agree with anything that Barack Obama stands for, I have to say that was a moment that was almost breathtaking. It was also very cold.
Right.
But, I've been in the parade. I've been in literally in the truck that precedes the limo down the street. So I've had my fill of them.
Right.
I intend to watch. I intend to. I'm greatly interested in this and everything that goes on. But I sort of feel like I've been there, done that.
Right.
I don't really need to do this again. However, I know that for some people, this is a mission. There's a movement in this country, the Donald Trump movement that put him into office, and they feel so deeply passionate about it. And I think a lot of people are very intensely excited about this and intend to be there in some way to demonstrate their support for Donald Trump. I'd like to know what your motivation is, one way or the other. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, you know, the first time I've only attended one inauguration, that was the President Bush 41, mm-hmm. where I actually crowded amongst my friends. We all hung out over there by the old post office, which, by the way, ironically now is a Trump piece of property. And that was it. Every time I was an operative, so, you know, we didn't hang out in crowds. It's not the best place for us to be.
Right.
So, but other than that, no, I think it's truly something to say. And I could, Brian, I can only imagine you standing up there on that platform looking down that mall. One of my favorite places in the world to hang out, just to be there, because of the energy, is the Capitol Mall.
Right.
And just to see that completely overflowing with humanity must be an incredible sight. Now, and by the way,
and what it is a celebration of the peaceful transfer of
absolutely
power. I hope things go smoothly this time. I'm not sure that they absolutely will. Some 350,000 people reportedly coming here to protest and disrupt. I don't mind the protest. The protest, fine, knock yourself out. It's your right as an American. You know, just go crazy. Knock yourself out, yell, scream, holler, wave your signs, do all you want to do. It's the disruption that I have a problem with.
Right, and I think that's going to be part of the issue here is, like, how much can we talk? And by the way, notably, during the Barack Obama swearing in, I don't remember any violence.
And there were people.
There were protesters.
Who were disappointed. Small number of protesters, but by and large, the protesting was a non-event.
Exactly.
It really, really was. Well, what do you think about it? How about Rodney in Falls Church? Rodney, are you coming down to take part in these festivities or not?
No way.
But why?
Reason being, after 26 years working for MPD, I have retired, so I think I'm going to sit home and watch it on TV.
But you have been a part of them in the past, true?
Yes.
Yeah, from a security standpoint, right?
Yeah, definitely. The first one with Clinton, I was in front of his viewing stand. And I've worked the parade route. I've worked special details. So I think I'm all...
Yeah,
watch
and I don't want anybody to get into the wrong idea when I say I'm not going to go. It's because I have done it before, and I have been, you know, in these wonderful, wonderful locales. Really, I mean, I can't type that experience. I really can't.
Right.
And for Rodney, for example, he was there on the front lines for, I'm sure, a number of these inaugurations, so he has had that experience.
Right.
But I'm wondering about those who live in the area who've never had the experience and who were supporters of Donald Trump, if they will actually make the trip.
Well, it's going to be tough, I think, because of the traffic and everything else that day. You've got to sit down and do a detailed plan of how to get there, where to go, and how to get back out. So it'll be interesting if someone wants to devote that kind of time to it.
Hey, Ray in Silver Spring, you're up next with Brian, and this morning it's Tony Schaefer. Are you going to go?
I would love to go.
but I think discretion is the better part of valor. I think the vitriolic attitude of a lot of opposition is going to be down there. I don't think I could subject myself or my family to that. If a family member of mine wanted to go, I'd go just to protect her. But other than that, I can see it. I'm a Barker lounger, and they'll know who's watching.
Well, you know, here's the thing about that. How much of this, I wonder, is real? And how much of this is designed to do just exactly what Rodney said?
It's Russian roulette.
Yeah, I mean,
you put one in the cylinder and you spin it.
Yeah, I mean, do you wonder, however, though, if they're talking big but actually won't show up in those numbers? I mean, sometimes this happens where their desire is to suppress the turnout.
Right.
And so they talk like we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And at the end of the day, they never really were anything other than aspirational.
Well, so much I think of what's going on right now, they're talking about the boycott. It's kind of like, go ahead, make my day. Boycott it. It's like, okay, don't show up, you know? Yeah.
And then I love the fact that the bikers, bikers for Trump are going to be coming.
Human shield, yeah.
They say they're going to be a meat wall.
Yeah.
A wall of meat if there are protesters. We will throw our bodies in front of the onslaught.
That could be great. That's worth tuning into.
So are you going or are you not going? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. It is history. And there are so many people that were passionate about this particular candidate. And I'm curious, are you gonna follow up on that passion and come down and be a part of history? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. 6:15 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crossing the American Legion Bridge, good now in each direction. Interloop incidents have been cleared, and the delay is just about cleared as well. Now, if you're leaving the Beltway, say from the McLean area, going southbound side, George Washington Parkway, U.S. Park Police tell me they have cleared the broken down, which was near Turkey Run. So off the Beltway, I am seeing some slowdown, stop and go, but improving the closer you get to where the broken down was. Now out of the travel lanes. Inbound on the Clara Barton Parkway. And watching this, approaching the chain bridge. Crews say they're not working anything, but definitely volume on the increase there. Back into the normal swing of the rush hour here. We're slow. DC 295 southbound, ready to come off of 50 in the BW Parkway past East Capitol Street. Responding to a crash reported in the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound, right as you come off of the freeway. I'm not seeing any delays approaching, but just keep alert. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast. It's going to be patchy fog and rain this morning, 70% chance of rain, clearing overnight and a low of 51. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll have sun early, clouds late. And then on Thursday, highs in the mid-50s. And inauguration day, I think I should, it looks as if you might want to prepare for light rain. Not heavy rain, but just light rain on inauguration day during the festivity hours. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 41 degrees on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Yeah, are you going to go or are you going to stay away from the inauguration festivities on Friday? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Joe in Thurmont, you're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning. What do you say there, Joe?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Colonel Schaefer.
Hey, Joe.
Listen, I'm very excited about going down. I've been waiting 8 years for this, and we put up with quite a bit without any disruption, really, to their inauguration.
Correct.
And I'm anticipating more of a disruption than a ceremony. I think that they have an agenda that is to disrupt this new incoming president, and I support him. And I'm excited about what he's got for our future.
All right, Joe.
Yeah.
Good for you. Do you have, inauguration tickets, or are you just going to go stand on the periphery?
No, I'm just going down just to stand down and
for you.
Enjoy what I hear. And hopefully that, they'll keep themselves contained and be civil.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Joe, and good luck on that. A recent Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning.
I would not miss it. We moved here in 80. I've gone to everyone except the Clintons since, and I've got tickets. I feel as though we've gotten our country back also after 8 years.
Here.
And this is thrilling, absolutely thrilling. I'm going to be there with bells. I started with Woodstock early on in my life, and crowds don't bother me.
All right. Well, listen, great for you. And it is an exciting time. It truly is. Vanessa in Percival, you're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning. What do you say, Vanessa?
I definitely will be going. I'm a Gold Star mother. My son, Specialist Stephen Lee Mace, was killed in October of 2009.
I'm sorry about your loss.
In Afghanistan. This is a country that he fought for. It's a country that I think is going to start with Trump becoming president. And my son fought for everybody's freedom. And for people to try stopping us from going is just beyond my belief. I just can't believe that this is happening. And I'm going to go there, and I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to be proud for my son and say, you know, this is the freedom that he fought for, is that people like me can go places without having other people, you know, trying to stop us from seeking our opinions.
Love that. I love that.
Yeah, Vanessa, thank you for your sacrifice, and absolutely, I think that's well stated, and frankly, that's the way we should be looking at this.
Well, I have a feeling that, Vanessa, if things get a little rough, there'll be some people who have your back.
Right.
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, and by the way, like I said, go ahead, Vanessa.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm actually going to be in the inauguration parade.
Yeah.
I'm going to be walking with CAPS, which is Tragedy Assistant Program for Survivors. It's an amazing organization that helps Gold Star family members. So we'll be 185 strong walking in the
There
parade.
You go.
Good for you.
All right.
So proud.
Vanessa, I salute you this morning.
Good. And by the way, I mean, I often badmouth DHS. And I know for a fact that DHS is doing a great job of having operatives and agents working. One of my friends is out there doing this very thing. So I think the crowd will be well protected.
Yeah.
In the crowd.
Oh, I have a feeling that if things get ugly, you'll be surprised at where the support comes from. Mm-hmm. I really do feel that way. Let's see. How about Greg and Summer Duck? You're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer.
I'm not going.
Yeah?
I live 60 miles away. I'm staying 60 miles away. but I hope that if anybody violates anybody's rights, that they get arrested and they get prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And with Trump in there, perhaps the Justice Department, all the police departments, will do their job like they're supposed to do.
Right.
Yeah. I hope you're right about that. And Greg, thank you very much for the call. Greatly appreciate it. You know, I that one other memory was the second Bush inaugural. Again, I was on the platform, and I noticed you have, you know, President Bush taking the oath of office, and like 10 feet away from him was John Kerry, the man who lost in that election. And I thought, what a difference 10 feet makes. And in this particular inaugural, it's going to be Donald Trump taking the oath of office, and standing somewhere on the platform with him will be Hillary Clinton. Yeah. She'll be on the platform with her husband, Bill. And again, what a difference just a few feet make on that particular moment. It is 6:22 on WMAL.
It's cold and flu season, so don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Quality care is as close as one of our 20-plus Inova primary care offices. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Are you a stressed-out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own 1 or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel anytime. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It's a new year, and everything is different. Will your financial future still be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know in my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll discover how to get the most from your IRAs and your retirement accounts at work. learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits, and how to protect and distribute your assets to your heirs exactly how you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Alexandria Tuesday, February 7th, McLean Wednesday, February 8th, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Excellent. Follow me. Here, grab the other end.
But sir, we're a full-service junk removal company.
I'm not sure what that means.
Would you point at it for me?
Sure, that's it, right? Wow.
All you have to do is point.
Can you empty my storage room at work?
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and we'll meet you there. We're here to make you happy. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're moving along around the Beltway, Maryland, topside, heaviest stretch right now, 95 and around to George Avenue. A little bit of the stop and go heading toward the Wilson Bridge, just that volume forming. And we're good now at the American Legion Bridge, two incidents out of the way, those delays cleared. Now for 395, I'm watching you closely here in Landmark because delays are really growing here just as you come off the Beltway. Looks like it's going to be past Duke Street, so up ahead near King Street with that stop and go. For 95, the volume with us in the Playa, Dale City toward the Occoquan, again in Newington. 66, the normal stop and go as well. Now for 270, southbound, as you come out of Frederick, passing the Monocacy up ahead, you'll hit the brake lights before you get to Route 80 Urbana, and that continues stop and go past the exit for 109 in Hyattstown. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp than dry, clouds in today, occasional rain and showers around, up to about 55 degrees, 12 degrees above average. Drier weather settles in for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees, 627.
Closing time, open all the doors and let
sad news, I guess. I don't know if it's sad. The Clinton Global Initiative is closing. And they're actually going to discontinue the CGI. They gave a notice to their employees that there will be an additional 22 people laid off. This is not the first round. This is the second round of layoffs at the Clinton Global Initiative. And so the reason given for the dislocation of employees and the form that they filled out was discontinuation of the Global Initiative. Global Initiative. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. They always argued that this was never pay to play, that this wasn't about influence peddling.
No.
You know, a lot of people looked at it and said, well, what happens here is, you know, if you want to get access to the Secretary of State, then you got to make a big donation to CGI. And then all of a sudden you went to the top of the list. And there's all this evidence that indeed that was the case. Emails back and forth, oh, this person's very important to CGI. Can you please make sure that Hillary sees this person,
right,
has a conversation with them? So if you wanted access, if you wanted consideration at the State Department, the thought was, well, then you got to give to the CGI. That's the entree. That's the payment. That's the entry fee to getting consideration over at the State Department.
Right.
But they said, no, that wasn't the case. Wasn't the case at all. Well, isn't it interesting that the moment Hillary Clinton is in a position of not having any influence,
it goes away.
It goes away.
Well, I think that's the key here. And so much of the money that's been accounted for, they spent more on travel than on charitable donations to other organizations.
This was a way for the Clintons to live the lifestyle they always wanted to live. 628.
The following is a commercial message for MediShare.
Hey, I'm Brant, and I'm a dad and a husband, and this is the kind of thing that's almost unimaginable. Getting the news your wife has cancer. It happened to Spencer.
I couldn't imagine losing my wife. She's my rock.
Just a few months before getting the news, Spencer and Brandy switched from medical insurance to MediShare. So they were wondering, is this going to work?
When the bills actually start getting paid, you receive what's called a share notice showing exactly who shared what amount to pay your bills. I'd never seen anything like that before in my life.
MediShare is growing so fast, and it's easy to see why. They actually care.
The first person I talked to, it was a very personal phone call, and they immediately took it to heart and was concerned about what was happening with us.
MediShare can save you hundreds a month. Find out more, MediShare.org. That's MediShare.org. Now, it's not available in Montana. Here's the number, 855-41-BIBLE. That's 855-41-BIBLE.
You ready for a $15 minimum wage in Montgomery County? That could happen today. We'll tell you what's going on coming up after the news. It is 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. More and more Democrats in Congress now say they will not be attending Donald Trump's inauguration on Friday. Two of the latest to join the list are Maryland Congressman Anthony Brown and Northern Virginia Congressman Don Beyer.
The growing discontent within the Democratic Party over President-elect Donald Trump sparking a massive boycott.
When you see something that is not right, not fair, not just, you have a moral obligation to do something, to say something, and not be quiet.
Democrats standing with civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis after Trump called Lewis all talk and no action, angered by Lewis's claim that he is not a legitimate president.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. The Montgomery County Council is set to vote today on a bill that will raise the county's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. Jaime Contreras heads the Service Employees International Union.
When workers make more money, they don't have to work two and three jobs to sustain their families, which means they are going to have more time to spend with the family, which in the end is good. It's a good socioeconomic dynamic to have in our county.
The current minimum wage in Montgomery County is $10.75 an hour. Istanbul's governor says there is no doubt now that ISIS was behind the New Year's nightclub attack that killed 39 people. The suspected gunman is now in custody. Meanwhile, a federal court hearing in California today will outline the charges against the widow of Orlando nightclub gunman Omar Mateen in connection with the attack last June that left 49 people dead. Noor Salman is to appear in a courtroom in Oakland today where she was arrested yesterday. Officials say charges include obstruction of justice and providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization. The Obama have donated Sasha and Malia's old swing set to a family shelter in Southeast D.C. It was the place that they surprised their daughters with 8 years ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,886, the Nasdaq at 55.74. Sports, the Wizards win at home again. The Caps' nine-game winning streak is over as they lose to Pittsburgh. College basketball, both Georgetown and Howard take losses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Classes start January 30th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Oh, come on.
Commonwealth One Visa so good and true? No other card gives me a life of the balance transfer like you. My ex-credit card, so greedy and slobbery, had rates so jacked up that my debts were like robbery. But then I transferred my debt to your super low rate. And now I feel love where once I felt hate. For the life of my balance, I'll save money so shiny, I can tell my old card to go kiss my...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new Life of the Balance Visa Card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit Commonwealth One at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
I love it when you talk financial.
Offer valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative 5-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two freshly made wake-up wrap sandwiches with bacon, sausage, or ham for $3. Perfect with a rich, signature smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on the Beltway. The volume from 95 and around to George Avenue outer loop. Pretty standard there. But on the inner loop, do watch. Still looking at the pace up at speed, but an incident is reported inner loop right as you come around and approaching the exit for George Avenue. So crews are responding in that stretch. For 270, once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, you hit a little bit of that stop and go volume. Here we go with the rush hour slowing through Germantown, heading toward Rockville and on to the 270 spur. Heading across the Wilson Bridge, almost back near St. Barnabas Road. If you're exiting on the 295 northbound up toward the Naval Research Lab, heavy. The Suitland Parkway, very slow traffic before you get to Route 5 and heading over to 295. U.S. Park Police said they're not working anything, but they're checking now. One reported on the Suitland Parkway right near ML King Avenue before you get on to 295, so alert in that stretch. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, Virginia, into the district. Heading across the bridge, very slow. George Washington Parkway slow to merge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Occasional rain around, mainly first half of the day, tapering off to showers this afternoon and go all the way up to 55. Only down to 51 tonight. Showers early, maybe a thunder shower. Increasing clouds again tomorrow after some morning sunshine up to 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Vienna, 40 in Hyattsville, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to town, coming in about 30 minutes. James O'Keefe, undercover video maker. He has infiltrated some of these protest disruptor groups that are causing, are promising to cause problems for the inauguration. And he'll tell us what he found at 7:05. At 7:15, Dr. Tom Jones will reflect on the life of astronaut Gene Cernan, who passed away, the last man to walk on the moon. At 8:05, Ed Gillespie, who wants to be the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here today, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, senior fellow from the London Center for Policy Research and a good friend of this program.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Brian. Good to be here.
Always good to have you.
Thank you.
Minimum wage! Yeah!
That's right, the minimum wage story. It's like it keeps coming back. And now we're talking Montgomery County. A proposal will go before the Montgomery County Council today to raise, ultimately, the minimum wage to $15 an hour by the year 2020. I mean, here's the way it works right now. First of all, the minimum wage right now is $10.75. It's supposed to go up to $11.50 this coming July. That's already cooked into the books, okay? But then, under this proposed legislation, It would increase next year to $12.50, $13.75 in 2019, and $15 an hour by 2020. And there is a good chance this will pass the council today. 9 members on the council, 5 are in favor of this matter, we are told. 4 are aligned against it. The question would be, then, what happens if it passes and it goes to Ike Leggett? Does he veto it, or does he allow it to go through? He's making noises as if veto might be an option, but he's also saying, well, but I might be able to find a way that I could support it, and the negotiations are ongoing and will be ongoing until the last minute when the vote is taken. If he signs off on it, it's a done deal. And so, you know, this is a big deal. Here is what Bethesda, I think it's Bethesda Magazine, found out. They talked to the people at Dunkin' Donuts. And Dunkin' Donuts says, we got a production facility in Gaithersburg where they make those delicious Boston cream donuts and all those other great donuts.
They are good.
I don't want to get off on donuts, but man, they make, you know, Dunkin' Donuts.
They are. I love Dunkin' Donuts.
You can find a good donut at Dunkin' Donuts.
Not that I have stock or anything.
No.
I don't.
But they have this production facility over in Gaithersburg where they make the donuts for all the Dunkin' Donuts stores. And then they're transferred from the production facility out to the various stores. And they say, we would have to shut that down. We'd have to find another way because it would put us out of business. And they say that they might have to lay off as many as 300 workers. That's just Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
That's just one little company. In California, where they're talking about a $15 minimum wage, somebody asked the rhetorical question, and it's not such a rhetorical question, where do you find people who are, I mean, how can you afford to scoop ice cream if the employee scooping the ice cream costs you $15 an hour?
Right.
And they say, you know, mathematically, we either have to really increase the cost of our product, or we're going to have to let some people go, or perhaps, and this could happen, decide that we just can't make it and we'll have to go out of business.
Right.
So a minimum wage, you know, the unalterable fact of life in economics is that when something is more expensive, there is always going to be less of it. So if the cost of labor is more expensive, the end result is fewer jobs.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to. And so while if you're trying to make a living on $10.75 an hour, that's tough. I grant you that.
What?
But isn't that better than not having a job? And that's the question.
The thing about an entry-level salary.
Yeah.
Is about entry level. You don't sit there forever making minimum wage. The idea is you get, and this is the other thing I hate about minimum wage, it kills opportunity for kids. When I was in high school, I actually had a summer job at the American Embassy in Lisbon, and we got paid, let me tell you, below minimum wage.
Yeah.
Way below.
Yeah.
But it was a great opportunity. We learned a lot of things, and we had the ability to learn how to, you know, a career, start learning how to do things.
And, and this is my concern. I mean, if your whole life plan is that you're going to flip burgers at McDonald's, somewhere along the line, did you make some decisions that perhaps weren't the best decision?
Right.
Now, look, I don't mean to demean people who are willing to go and work for a living. I mean, I have a lot more respect for someone who will go and work at a job at McDonald's if that's all that they have available to them, rather than collect welfare and live off the state.
Right.
I admire that they're willing to do that. But it never, really, should you look at a minimum wage job as a career?
Right.
That's not a career. I don't know. Look, I've been immensely blessed in my life. And, you know, and it's been a long time since I had to work for minimum wage. Well, back when I worked for minimum wage, it was $1.65 an hour. So, you know, it's been a long time. But I really do worry about what happens to these jobs. I think there will be fewer of them. And I think that people are making now $10.75 an hour or $11.50 in July.
Inevitably.
Are going to lose their jobs because those jobs are going to go away.
It'll hurt the economy.
As the cost of labor increases.
Absolutely.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens today. If you have a strong opinion about this, it seems to me right now, politically, the man who has the decision-making power about whether this goes forward or does not go forward is one Ike Leggett. So, you know.
A politician.
As far as I know, his number's in the book.
Yeah.
643.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and this journey has been amazing. So far, I'm down over 11 pounds with EMP 180 weight loss. I'm feeling great, and it's been so simple, I actually look forward to my weekly check-ins. Now, here's a question. Do you know what to eat? Do you know when to eat? Do you have a clear idea of where your body is metabolic age-wise? Well, no, no one does, but it matters. This is a new year, a new administration, and now a new me. It's about taking responsibility for yourself. How you look and feel, that is on you. And with EMP, well, it's not a workout program. It's a nutrition program as simple as Google Maps. They tell you what to eat. You watch the weight melt off each week. You feel better. And after a couple weeks and a few days, I can already see how my habits are changing. And that's what it's all about, to keep the weight off for good. Get to your empowered ideal weight with education and new habits. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
645 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, hotspot continues to be the Suitland Parkway. Crews are with the crash inbound Suitland Parkway before you get to DC 295. Whew, the delay's intense, though. As you're coming inbound near Silver Hill Road, get prepared. An option for you, you might want to take Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, even East Capitol Street. Those arteries working a bit better, again, than the Suitland Parkway due to the crash. To the Wilson Bridge, you're back before St. Barnabas Road. 210, the volume with you, northbound as you head past Palmer Road and up toward the Capitol Beltway. Beltway topside, from College Park to Silver Spring, pretty normal. Inner loop, it's a little bit of sigh of relief here. Had a report of a crash near George Avenue, quickly over to the shoulder, and no factor there. We're moving at speed. And in from the west, 66, just the volume with us as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm weather continuing, 12, 15 degrees above average the next couple of afternoons, about 55 today. We'll see occasional rain around. Most of the rain first half of the day. The showers, thunder showers end early tonight, only down to 51. Tomorrow, clouds and sun early, mostly cloudy later. Breezy and warm, 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 41 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We were talking about minimum wage. We didn't even ask for calls, and all of a sudden people are calling, and
it's a hot topic.
They want to talk about it. Rick and Woodbine, you're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning. What do you say?
Good morning. Hey, you know, during the news break, we were offered a soundbite about how paying people minimum wage is good for families. It's a socioeconomic benefit. I mean, what part of entry level aren't these politicians getting? It's the same politicians that would tell families to people to be responsible about starting a family before they're able to support it. Want to argue that you can spend more time with your family if you make a higher minimum wage. Either these arguments are incoherent or they're completely disingenuous. This is a terrible thing for young people trying to get their foot in the door of employment.
Right.
And
well, Rick, I think you're... Well, you're correct. Speaking as a political scientist here, I think this is all about trying to maintain a permanent lower class. People who come to you to have you do things for them. And I think this is what they want. They don't want people actually rising and getting into a higher economic strata because they lose their interest in supporting the Democrats who get them in, who need the support.
How about Dan and Dulles? You're up with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, let me put two and two together for our little liberal friends out there.
I know, right.
It's hard for them. All right, look, $15 an hour equals roughly about $31,000 a year. Obamacare subsidy cuts off at $29,650. So exactly how are you going to get by? You're either going to sit on your butt and take your government check and your government health care, or you're going to have to make much more than $15 an hour to have to get by.
So
minimum wage is nothing but hurt you and keep them into poverty.
So you're saying that if people get to the point where they're about to make $30,000 a year, and they realize...
It would now be minimum wage.
Right. That's right. And they realize that they're going to lose their health care and other things, that they might choose not to work.
It's a permanent underclass. Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
That's something I hadn't thought about.
Yeah.
How about Robert in Fort Washington? You're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning, gents.
Morning.
So I'm a staunch Democrat, and I am one of those outliers who's very much against raising the minimum wage. Mainly because, well, a couple of reasons. Number one, being retired military all over the United States, you know, flat rate minimum wage puts in position not just simply the raise of the cost of that particular job. So, because if you're paying $15 an hour in Miles City, Montana, well, that's what plumbers make. And so what's going to happen is you're going to see an increase in really trade labor costs that are in that same range.
Yeah. Listen, I think there are a lot of complications to it. And again, it seems to me, as I look at the politics of this moment, the guy who will ultimately have the power to see whether this goes forward or not go forward would be County Executive
right.
Ike Leggett,
right.
Whose phone number is in the book. I could give it, but I don't want to cause trouble.
Much trouble.
It's 6:50 on WMA.
I speak to dozens of customers daily who ask if they have missed the train on low interest rates. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. While economists do predict that rates will rise this year by at least one percentage point, it's not too late to get on board and save with a low 30-year or 15-year fixed rate. We're the area's leading mortgage company when it comes to programs for veterans, including refinances with no appraisal, cash out up to 100% of the appraised value, and purchases with no money down. We have reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, true jumbo, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor's rate. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before your train leaves the station and you've missed this great opportunity. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
The following is a commercial message for MediShare.
Hey, I'm Brant, and I'm a dad and a husband, and this is the kind of thing that's almost unimaginable. Getting the news your wife has cancer. It happened to Spencer.
I couldn't imagine losing my wife. She's my rock.
Just a few months before getting the news, Spencer and Brandy switched from medical insurance to MediShare. So they were wondering, is this going to work?
When the bills actually start getting paid, you receive what's called a share notice showing exactly who shared what amount to pay your bills. I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
MediShare is growing so fast, and it's easy to see why. They actually care.
The first person I talked to, it was a very personal phone call, and they immediately took it to heart and was concerned about what was happening with us.
MediShare can save you hundreds a month. Find out more. MediShare.org. That's MediShare.org. Now, it's not available in Montana. Here's the number. 855-41-BIBLE. That's 855-41-BIBLE.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is King Breer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
The Capitol Skyline Hotel is located 5 blocks from the United States Capitol. Come and enjoy their newly renovated guest rooms for the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump. Just a short walk to the front steps of the United States Capitol building. Rates start as low as $429 for inauguration packages. Contact their sales team at 202-488-7500 or visit them online at CapitolSkyline.com. That's CapitolSkyline.com. Hurry, rooms are going fast.
6:53, let's see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Let's check in with Tom Busby.
Thank you so much. Some big news today from General Motors. It's expected to announce plans to invest $1 billion into some existing U.S. plants, saving or creating 1,000 jobs. Now, GM says those plans were in place before a recent Twitter attack by President-elect Trump, who criticized GM for making a lot of its cars outside the U.S. Meantime, Korean automaker Hyundai plans to boost its investments here in the U.S. by 50% to $3.1 billion. That's over the next 5 years. Hyundai already has one plant in Alabama. Its Kia unit has a factory in Georgia. On Wall Street, stocks looking at a lower opening today, but the NASDAQ begins the day at another record high. Dow component United Healthcare this morning topping earnings estimates for last quarter, helped by more Obamacare enrollees. And British American Tobacco is buying the roughly 58% of rival Reynolds American it didn't already own. The price tag, $49 billion. I'm Tom Busby, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia heading through Vienna on Route 7 eastbound as you come up the Lewinsville Road. Crash just happened in the center of the roadway. So again, eastbound 7 near Lewinsville for the incident. If you're coming in off the Greenway and on the toll road, looks good. Great trip right now from Herndon, Reston. You're up at speed just until you get to the merge to exit onto the Beltway Inner Loop. 66 volume with us on the increase, though. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, you're backing before St. Barnabas Road. Suitland Parkway remains jammed. We have the crash inbound Suitland Parkway. Looks like they have everything to the shoulder now, DDOT tells me, before you get to DC 295, but the delays remain. And for 395 off the Beltway toward King Street for the incident slowing your trip. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather will be continuing, 55 this afternoon, occasional rain around and showers. Most of our rain first half of the day. By tomorrow, we'll have clouds and sunshine with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 41 degrees, 6:57.
Don't miss out on this happiest of endings. 65 to 85% off every fur at the Fur Salon at Saks Jandel. Imagine a spectacular $12,000 mink coat for a low $1,800. The Fur Salon at Saks Jandel, Wisconsin Avenue, Chevy Chase. Store closing Saturday.
All right, so here we have it. A sight that many people have wanted to see in Kalorama yesterday. There were moving vans unloading boxes into the house where the current president, soon to be former president, will be living post-presidency.
That's right.
Yeah, they actually were moving the boxes and doing all that kind of stuff. And this was a house, by the way, they are leasing from Joe Lockhart, who served as press secretary to Bill Clinton. And they'll be living there until the kids get through high school. That is the plan.
Did the neighbors come by with milk and cookies for them yet?
No, I don't know.
I'm curious.
We should go over with a big basket of muffins.
Apples. Yeah. Apples are always welcome.
Say, hey, welcome to the neighborhood.
Right.
And just give them some muffins.
And Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Well, we give them some donuts, but we know what Michelle would do with those.
Yeah, well.
All right, and by the way, there's been this question about where are they going immediately after the inauguration of Donald Trump?
Disneyland.
And so, well, they're going someplace warm, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I know.
But it's been a mystery until now.
Right.
I mean, and I said yesterday, we have the right to know where he's going, given the fact that he's going on a taxpayer-supported aircraft. It'll be the presidential plane, but of course, he won't be the president,
right.
So it won't be Air Force One. It's only Air Force One when the president is
That's
on
right.
it. So it'll be Special Air Mission 29,000, and it'll be going, we now know, apparently, to Palm Springs, California.
Which is nice.
Which is nice. It's a place they have visited before on vacation, of course, known for its what? Golf. Okay. And there was a rumor floating around for a while that they had bought a house out there. But I'm not sure whether that ever got nailed down. Many people believe they'll be staying at a house where they have stayed before that is owned by another couple.
See, but I like Joe Biden. You know, I'm a big fan of Amtrak. And Joe is taking, Lunch Bucket Joe is taking Amtrak
back to Delaware.
I think it's kind of cool.
There was a photographer I remember for a while. His business card was a picture of some official from the White House hailing a cab out in front of the Northwest Gate on January 21st.
Yeah,
he was leaving. He no longer got the driver. He no longer got the car. He was just an average Joe who had to actually hail a cab and come back down to earth. And he thought that was an interesting picture.
Yeah,
and it tells the story of it's good when you're there.
Yeah.
But then, you come back crashing down to reality of what it really is. Well, for the Obamas, it sounds like Michelle is really looking forward to not being in the White House.
Sure.
So good for them. 6:59 on WML. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be talking about James O'Keefe and the people who want to dis-